NDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy today with our high nearing 74. Southeast winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. A slight chance for rain showers overnight tonight with a low around 56. A chance for rain and thunderstorms throughout Saturday with our high nearing 76. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. I'm forecaster Carol Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Raleigh County Police Department says a California man is behind bars for a February 2020 shooting near Aggieville in Manhattan. Around 2:30 a.m. on February 8, 2020, Raleigh County Police Department said officers responded to multiple 911 calls with reports of gunshots in the 1100 block of Laramie Street. Upon arrival, officers said they found an empty car that had been shot. Travell Hairston, 30, of Sacramento, had allegedly fired several rounds at a 27-year-old male victim. Hairston had already been confined in the Raleigh County Jail for domestic battery and failure to appear, was again arrested on Thursday afternoon for attempted first-degree murder. The University of Kansas no longer requires face masks in non-classroom settings at the main campus and Lawrence and Edwards campus in Overland Park. The new mask policy will still require face coverings in classrooms, but they will not be required in libraries, dining halls, research labs, hallways, athletic facilities, offices, or meeting rooms. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got.
We make it easy.
Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Sedgwick County law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect for a violent drive-by shooting. On Wednesday, officers received information that 24-year-old Trey Robinson was in Wichita and had active warrants in connection with a drive-by investigation in Topeka, where a home was shot over 80 times and a 2-year-old girl was critically injured. That's according to Officer Trevor Macy. Officers located Robinson at a home in the 300 block of North Estelle in Wichita and saw that he was armed with a handgun. Officers were able to communicate with Robinson, and he was arrested without incident. The Kansas Supreme Court is the latest to relax its pandemic guidelines. The Kansas Supreme Court said on Wednesday it issued an administrative order and personnel policies to update its COVID-19 guidelines in district and appellate courts. The updated policies remove requirements other than to follow exposure guidance. They also remove limits on travel and meeting size and continue to guide chief judges and appointing authorities to respond if risks change. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive in Waterville and Marysville is a reliable automotive repair shop. And Dane's now offers and installs vehicle accessories, including bumpers, guards, bull bars, wheels, bed liners, covers, lift kits, fender flares, running boards, hitches, and winches. Call them for all your service needs, including tire repair, at Dane's Automotive, located in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says one person has died in the crash of a sport utility vehicle with a semi-trailer hauling grain in eastern Nebraska. The crash happened Thursday morning at an intersection just west of Waterloo between the Elkhorn and Platte Rivers. Investigators say the SUV did not stop before entering the intersection and crashed into the grain truck. Officials say the driver of the SUV died in the crash. The driver of the semi suffered minor injuries. Authorities have not released the name of the person killed. Police say a Kearney business owner died after being run over by a runaway bulldozer at a Kearney auto engine manufacturing business. The Kearney Hub reports that police were called Wednesday morning to Blueprint Engines on the eastern edge of Kearney for reports of an injury accident. Arriving first responders found Ron Blessing injured and learned he had been run over by the bulldozer he had been driving. Blessing was taken by ambulance to a Kearney hospital where he later died. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily. Exceptional value, transparent pricing, and as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see you in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. USD 380 Vermilion, Frankfort, Centralia has offered a contract to Joel Bickford to serve as superintendent, taking the place of Matt Rogers, who's announced his resignation at the end of his school year due to health reasons. Joel Bickford has served a secondary principal in Bottineau, North Dakota, since 2012. He joins family in Kansas, including his wife working at K-State. Two other candidates were interviewed, including Shanna Steinlage, who currently serves as director of the Marshall Nemaha Education Services Cooperative, and Trevor Ashcraft, current USD 380 Curriculum Director and Vermilion Principal. A former Marysville resident and 1989 graduate of MHS died as a result of a car accident February 28th near Miller, Missouri. Lori Reed, who is the daughter of the late Larry and Glenda Christner of Marysville and was a passenger in a vehicle that crashed, resulting in serious injuries to the driver, as well as the fatality, Lori Reed. Traffic in northern Gage County was closed for a time Wednesday near Adams after a crash involving a semi-truck turning at the intersection of Highways 43 and 41 shortly after 8 a.m. was involved. Reports of at least one injured person was transported to the hospital. Injury accidents were reported in Marshall County. Gage Wimberley of Vermilion lost control on Osage near 30th Road February 28th. Rolling several times, with the driver transported to the Onega Hospital. Brianna Wells of Beatty lost control on 21st near Harvest Road, with the vehicle overturning. Driver was transported to CMH in Marysville, where she was treated and released February 18th. Casey Ferrant of Frankfort was injured February 5th when he was involved in a vehicle accident on Yonder Road near K-99. He was transported to CMH in Marysville. A Wamego man was also in the vehicle, but it was not clear who was driving. Martin L. Van Winkle, age 97, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Marvin Van Winkle. Beulah M. Martin, age 94, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church in Beatty. Burial in the Beatty Union Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Beulah Martin. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a turkey sandwich, vegetable soup, and peaches. Monday, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and apricots. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures will warm back up throughout the region today before a low pressure system starts to make its way through overnight and into Saturday, bringing a chance for some rain showers and thunderstorms throughout the region. Temperatures will continue to stay mild throughout Saturday before cooling down extremely quickly throughout Saturday night, causing our temperatures to stay much cooler throughout Sunday. For today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 40s and upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. As this low pressure system starts to make its way through overnight, many areas will cool off extremely quickly, while other areas in the Midwest stay extremely mild. There will be a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the overnight hours and through Saturday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March, 51. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 27, and the record low, 10 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:23. Sunrise in the morning at 6:56. It's 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 4th of March. PNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
KD's back, and the Clippers continue to hold bragging rights on their crosstown rivals. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The return of Kevin Durant still wasn't enough for the Nets to snap out of their slump against the Eastern Conference's top team.
Five to shoot. Down low, Adebayo. Roll to the rim. Tough shot off the window and good for Adebayo.
The call on WFAN, Bam Adebayo paced the Heat with a double-double, 30 points, 11 rebounds. Miami bounced back from a last-second loss against the Bucks to dispatch the Nets 113-107. Durant finished with 31 points after missing the last 21 games with a knee injury. Luka Doncic and the Mavericks pulled off an encore performance against the Warriors.
Luka on the move, crossing over, got Thompson on, skates and hits the three.
On KEGL, Doncic led all scorers with 41 points, while Spencer Dinwiddie added 17. Despite blowing a 17-point lead, Dallas used a late fourth-quarter run to close out their second win over Golden State in 5 days, 122-113. In Los Angeles, the Clippers are no longer second fiddle to their crosstown rivals.
He's got the switch with Westbrook. Will he go to work again? Jackson, 10 to shoot at the top of the key with a screen to his left from Zubac. Jackson moving to his left. Pulls up on the left wing for three. Reggie Jackson!
On KLAC, Reggie Jackson went off on the Lakers for a season-high 36 points. The Clips used a 26-2 run to start the third quarter en route to a 132-111 drubbing of the Lakers. NHL, Alex Ovechkin continues his march toward immortality.
From the right circle, here's Ovechkin, he scores! Alex Ovechkin lights it up, it's a power play goal!
On WFED, Ovechkin scored career goal number 763 in the second period. The Capitals stopped a three-game slide with a 4-0 shutout of the Hurricanes. Ovechkin needs three more goals to tie Jaromir Jagr for third on the NHL's all-time scoring list. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
In sub-state semifinals, Thursday night, top seed Royal Valley Boys ended Marysville's season in a 66-40 decision. They advanced to face third seed Sabetha in the 3A championship after the Blue Jays knocked off second seed Nemahal Central 46-43 in overtime. Class 2A was girls' action. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs held off Bennington 74-40. They advanced to play sixth seed St. Mary's, who took Wabunsee 48-30. Girls' title game Saturday, 5:30 at Republic County. Class 1A D1 saw Solomon Boys defeat Washington County 58-39, while top seed Clifton Clyde outlasted Lincoln 70-26. Top seed Care Paraville stopped the Centralia Boys 58-52, and Troy edged the Frankfort Wildcats Thursday 34-32. Finally, in Class 1A, D2, top seed Hanover boys had little trouble topping Southern Cloud, 66-35, advancing to face 6 seed Axtell, a comeback 59-55 winner over Wetmore. Axtell boys host Hanover on Saturday at 5:30, broadcast live on KNDY. KNDY's live coverage, Class 1A D2 girls semifinals Friday, pits Lynn against Wakefield at 6, while Hanover meets Wetmore following, live on FM 95.5 from Axtell. At Frankfort, Centralia girls see Troy at 6, and the Frankfort Lady Wildcats entertain Donovan West following. At Clifton Clyde, the Washington County Lady Tigers take on Rock Hills at 6, with Clifton Clyde hosting Blue Valley to follow. At Republic County, it's boys' action as St. Mary's takes on Bennington. Sacred Heart plays Wimunsee. Finally, Class 3A girls at Silver Lake as the Lady Eagles hosting Jeff West, and Hiawatha takes on Nemaha Central. Again, live coverage Friday with the Lynn girls at 6, Hanover at 7:30 on FM 95.5. Then Saturday, the boys' championship at 5:30 has Axtell hosting Hanover, and the girls' title game to follow, live from Axtell on FM 95.5.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Here's our latest Larry Steckline report with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, it's an $80.7 billion deficit. USDA, though, released some details. And I've talked about this for 40-some years, about how agriculture has helped balance the books, the trade books of America for so long. Did they do it again? Sure did. USDA, I haven't got the full figures yet, but the ag sector supposedly had a trade surplus. Now, listen to this. That's a surplus of $1.9 billion. In other words, we shipped more goods out of this country at $1.9 billion more than we imported. Just opposite of what the rest of the economy has done and how agriculture year after year has done just exactly that. In the meantime, let's take a look at sales of meat. I got to tell you, we had a record-breaking year for red meat last year. Trade agreements that we've put together really helped. Meat exports in 21, $18.7 billion value. The highest in history. Multiple trade agreements helped. The reduction of tariff rates from 40% to 10.7%. In Korea, they've imported more pork than you can shake a stick at. The U.S.-Japan trade agreement, even though tariffs remain high, helped the some by lowering some, and we shipped them plenty of beef. U.S. pork, record year to Mexico, capitalizing on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Duty-free access that we have there. Central America, primarily Colombia, rebounded in pork exports as well, resulting in a 41% increase there despite the pork cut increased prices. So our hats are off for the people that helped put those trade agreements together. See you on the next Equine Report.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Hanyo Black Simmentals and Cody Cattle Company invite you to the annual Black and White Bull Sale, March 7th at the Hanyo Sale Facility on Highway 36 near Cortland. Nearly 180 bulls with a proven history of consistent calf crops, increased performance, and a better bottom line. Simmental, Sim Angus, and Charlet sires will be offered, which is just what the beef industry is asking for. And new in 22, over 40 Simmental and Sim Angus open heifers from the heart of the program. Visit InnovationAgMarketing.com. The Black and White Bull Sale, March 7th, 1 p.m. near Cortland, Kansas. It's as simple as black and white.
Weed growers looking for high yields and disease tolerance are turning to the latest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. New for 2022, AP Bigfoot offers industry-leading yield potential with acid soil and drought tolerance, as well as very good tolerance to leaf and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro brand lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate to find the right seed for your acres.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Fresh local produce has been hard to come by over the winter, but that's about to change. A look at what's in season for March on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 4th, the 63rd day of the year. Coaching legend Newt Rockne was born on this day. With springtime on the horizon, your choice of in-season produce is about to get much better. And better yet, the earliest spring vegetables are often regarded as superfoods, rich in potassium, fiber, and antioxidants. You'll often find turnips near the top of that list. Snag a few when they appear in the produce aisle and enjoy them roasted with carrots and sweet potatoes. Don't pass up fresh radishes. They're packed with vitamin C and add a nice, spicy crunch as a salad topping. And nothing says taste of spring like fresh, tender spears of asparagus, one of the best sources of vitamin K, important for bone health. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can learn more online at almanac.com.
Farm debt at commercial banks showing signs of stabilizing at the end of last year, driven by a higher balance of both real estate and non-real estate loans. Ag debt increased for the first time since 2019. While the pullback in lending abated, agriculture loan balances remain below historic averages in recent years. Farm real estate loans also increased slightly at ag banks, but production loans continued to decline and led to further reduction in concentration of debt among those lenders. The low interest rate environment continued to pressure margins for lenders, and sharp asset growth pushed capital ratios lower. Recent strength in earning performance held overall returns for ag banks above the recent historic average. In the Kansas City Federal Reserve Ag Finance update, they said a relatively strong outlook for the farm economy this year appears likely to continue, supporting improvements in ag credit conditions. Alongside broad strength in farm financing, delinquency rate on farm loans improved further. At the end of the year, liquidity at ag banks reached a 20-year high. Wheat prices continue to climb as the Russian invasion of Ukraine is ongoing. A Rabobank analyst said the world's biggest wheat buyer may need to reconsider whether they'll continue buying grain from the Black Sea region. Stephen Nichols says Russia and Ukraine have moved a lot of wheat in the market already, so things should be pretty good for the year. However, he said, the bigger problem is we don't have enough world stocks to make up for the loss of Russia and Ukraine because they're such big producers. Buyers will have to reconsider business in the Black Sea region because of doubts about getting vessels out of the region safely. Buyers may turn to other suppliers like the U.S., Argentina, and Europe. With ongoing acreage battles between corn and beans in the U.S., Nicholson says we'll see what the war does to the number of U.S. wheat acres. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
729 from KNDY. It's 34 degrees. Warming up again today. Highs in the middle 70s on tap.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ochai Baji scored 22 points, and Dejon Harris blocked Mike Miles' shot in the final seconds, and sixth-ranked Kansas avenged a loss to TCU 2 days earlier with a 72-68 victory Thursday night. They kept the Jayhawks tied atop the Big 12 heading into their regular season finale. Christian Brown had 12 points, Harris had 11, and David McCormick 10 for the Jayhawks, who are now 24-6 overall, 13-4 in the Big 12, who head into their game against number 21 Texas on Saturday, tied with third-ranked Baylor in the conference standings. The Bears, by the way, play Iowa State in their regular season finale later on Saturday. Nebraska overcame a 4-0 deficit to complete the comeback in a 10-4 win over Wichita State Thursday night at Boland Stadium. Wichita State softball team, who are now 9-5 overall, committed a season-high 3 errors in the game, and Nebraska broke the game open with a 5-run bottom of the 6th. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs season came to an end. A 66-40 loss to Royal Valley in the 3A sub-state semifinals at Silver Lake Thursday. Marysville trailing 5 at the end of 8 minutes, was down 16 points at halftime. And 5 senior starters, including D1 prospect Knox Wawasik, took it hard in the second half. Wawasik, 30 points on his own, 9 of 13 free throws. He checked out of the ball game into the third quarter. Still led with 30 points. Brady Klotz, 14. K.J. Miller, 13. Royal Valley improves to 20-1. Their only loss, a close one to Holton. Marysville season comes to an end at 10-12. No one in double figures as the Bulldogs, led by Rook Williams with 9 points, 8 apiece for Jack Lauer, and their lone senior, Sam Jesperson, who checked out late in the game. 66-40, Royal Valley moves on to face Sabetha in Saturday night's championship. Sabetha, a 3-point overtime win, knocks off Nemohall Central in a first meeting in 3 games this season. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
In sub-state semifinals, Thursday night, top seed Royal Valley Boys ended Marysville's season in a 66-40 decision. They advanced to face third seed Sabetha in the 3A championship after the Blue Jays knocked off second seed Nemohall Central 46-43 in overtime. Class 2A was girls' action. Top seed Valley Heights Lady Mustangs held off Bennington 74-40. They advanced to play 6 seed St. Mary's, who took Wabunsee 48-30. Girls' title game Saturday 5:30 at Republic County. Class 1A D1 saw Solomon Boys defeat Washington County 58-39, while top seed Clifton Clyde outlasted Lincoln 70-26. Top seed Care Paraville stopped the Centralia Boys 58-52, and Troy edged the Frankfort Wildcats Thursday 34-32. Finally, in Class 1A D2, top seed Hanover Boys had little trouble topping Southern Cloud 66-35, advancing to face 6 seed Axtell, a comeback 59-55 winner over Wetmore. Axtell Boys host Hanover on Saturday at 5:30, broadcast live on KNDY. KNDY's live coverage, Class 1A D2 girls semifinals Friday, pits Lynn against Wakefield at 6, while Hanover meets Wetmore following, live on FM 95.5 from Axtell. At Frankfort, Centralia girls see Troy at 6, and the Frankfort Lady Wildcats entertain Donovan West following. At Clifton Clyde, the Washington County Lady Tigers take on Rock Hills at 6, with Clifton Clyde hosting Blue Valley to follow. At Republic County, it's boys' action as St. Mary's takes on Bennington. Sacred Heart plays Wabunsee. Finally, Class 3A girls at Silver Lake has the Lady Eagles hosting Jeff West, and Hiawatha takes on Nemaha Central. Again, live coverage Friday with the Lynn girls at 6, Hanover at 7:30 on FM 95.5. Then Saturday, the boys' championship at 5:30 has Axtell hosting Hanover, and a girls' title game to follow, live from Axtell on FM 95.5.
KNDY.